Good afternoon. The committee will come to order. The subject matter today is the committee substitute for House Bill 347 relating to naturopaths. Dr. Patton Pettyjohn will be testifying by telephone from Anchorage. Dr. Scott Jameson will be testifying here in Juneau, I'm advised. There is a zero fiscal note which was approved by the House, indicating that the cost of the bill would be absorbed within the existing budget. The bill would provide for establishing a board of naturopaths when 8 naturopaths are licensed in Alaska by the Department of Commerce, and when 1 year from that time has elapsed. To be eligible for licensure, a person must have a bachelor's degree, must complete a 4-year course in naturopathy, which includes 4,000 hours of instruction, including 1,500 hours of clinical work, must have passed an examination and not have had a license revoked from another state, be a U.S. citizen, and have practiced for 1 year under supervision. The grandfathering clause allows licensure as above, except that the person must not pass an examination or practices for 1 year under supervision, and 1,500 hours of clinical practice is not included. Standard licensing language concerning the powers of the board, continuing education requirements, disciplinary sanctions, and penalties are in the bill, but continuing education requirements may be waived. The bill specifies the scope of practice, including systems of diagnosis for which the naturopath has been trained, natural childbirth, treatment by physiological, nutritional, mechanical, manual, hydrotherapeutic, psychotherapeutic means with acupressure, minerals, compounds, and concentration of plants and animals. However, naturopaths may not perform surgery, prescribe controlled substances, or use x-rays, radiation, or irradiation for diagnosis or therapy. There are amendments that have been submitted on behalf of naturopaths, changing the term naturopath to naturopathic physician, omitting on page 4 the term acupressure, and inserting in lieu thereof the phrase including repair and care of superficial lacerations and lesions. X-rays under the amendments would be allowed for diagnostic purposes. And this term without prescription drugs would be amended by adding the term language other than those substances authorized by 08.45.160. The American College of Nurse Midwives proposes that educational requirements and clinical standards in obstetrics be included in the bill, and a professional practicing obstetrician be on board, or that all references to childbirth be removed from the bill. We apparently have some type of turf fight, as I infer, from between the nurse midwives and the naturopaths over this issue. Representative Martin is the sponsor of the bill. Would you like to testify first?
Thank you, Senator Josephson. I appreciate your quick hearing on this compared to how many years the Senate, that the House has had this bill. This is quite interesting to see how quick the Senate is willing to act on it. We've had it for about 4 years in the House, and finally it gets over to you. And I congratulate you for your expediency and your staff also. First, I want to emphasize that my major concern in this bill became from a consumer protection concern, and over the past 3 years, I'm just amazed at the average citizen that has signed petitions and sent in POMs and other things to express their concern that we do license a naturopath physician. And it seems like a legitimate concern from all over the state. I was quite surprised the way these came from Fairbanks, Tope, Delta. I don't know if we have anyone out there, but at least the people are knowledgeable about this particular profession, and they do want the specialist license so that they can feel more secure. Also, there's a financial thing here in that many of private insurance companies will allow their bill to be paid once they are licensed. So that's a very important thing for people who are seeking medical attention or prevention more than anything else. that they can have their bill paid because these are properly licensed physicians or naturopathic physicians. The change that you had from the Dr. Pettyjohn and another person here, we leave strictly with the professional people. We have no problem with them as a sponsor if it will encourage the professionalism, if it will ensure that the patient, the consumers are getting the protections they need and the expertise that they seek. The only other concern I had about the bill, since it came over from the House, was the sudden, almost last minute entrance of the midwives. A couple years ago, I was very heavily supportive and involved in passing the bill in midwifery professionalism. I had no hesitation whatsoever on that. And it was 3 years ago that the midwife group did try to get under the naturopath bill. But I think that we should separate the professionalism. And in this particular case, the latest idea is that the midwives want to establish an educational criteria. Seems to be stepping out of their bailiwick too. I think that we should separate the professional groups. They should be entitled to do their own things within their own boards. And I'll keep working for the midwife, our specialty, but I think we should separate them.
Well, this is one of those situations where you're apparently asked to reach a judgment as to whether nurse midwives have superior training to naturopaths in the area of obstetrics, natural childbirth. Can you give us any guidance as to how the training of the two groups compare?
Mr. Chairman, no, I cannot. It just seems to me that from my own experience and having worked with the poor people for a number of years with the public health service, it's amazing how mothers have been able to deliver their own children without any aid from so-called professional groups. And we see this very much happening in Alaska because they cannot afford the prices for a pediatrician or whatever. A lot of low-income people are finding other means in which to help in delivery of their baby. And we also see that people who can afford the hospital delivery of surgery of babies would rather do it the natural way. I have some friends that live in your area just about 4 months ago through a naturopath that delivered their own baby because it is their choice. I have other friends for years that have been midwives delivering babies. As far as the expertise of it, I think they're all conscientious enough that they want to keep up with the latest information available. Some of them want to do it in hospitals, others want to do it at home, or in semi-family type of conditions. As far as the medical clinic courses that they take, I think anyone can get out a book if you're really desperate to do it on yourself.
Does the department have a position?
I can't speak for them, sir, except that it seems like they've been not really addressing over the years the midwifery questions. We tried to, and I think that bill's over in the Senate yet. Well, maybe it wasn't done this year, but in the years past, we sent over a bill to allow the professionalism and midwifery deliveries.
All right, are there questions to Representative Mark?
Yeah, what's the naturopath bill? If you go to a naturopath with a cold, what happens?
From my point of view as a layperson, I would go to a naturopath for prevention or to go for minor type of medical concerns. I would go if there was a rash on my children or if I broke out with a rash. Sometimes it's a simple food that you're taking. you're not realizing the damage you're doing to yourself. You get a kick on a certain type of food, or sometimes it may be that you become a person that wants to eat certain types of food that you're allergic to and not know it. You can go to the dermatologist and spend a long time finding out what's going on, and at the same time you might go to your naturopath and he says, well, we said, you know, you haven't taken this here, and we find out that the natural development of the body, some people have an allergy to this. We suggest you not eat that, or you eat this. So it's more preventive in my mind, more prevention than anything else, and of minor assistance.
Why do they need a license to do that?
Well, the number one reason they need a license is because the consumer wants to feel that they go to someone who has a minimum of education that is recommended by the Department of Health or the legislators. The second major reason is that people feel more comfortable going to the naturopath than natural medicine, like a childbirth, rather than go to a pediatrician or a gynecologist. And they should have that choice. If they take that choice, they want to be allowed to pay for it through their insurance program. The insurance people don't mind at all, as long as these people are licensed, whatever field. So there's no hang up there, it's just that they can't pay someone for providing health services unless they're licensed.
So if we license somebody that studied the position of the stars with regard to your health, the insurance policy will pay for the... how far does this licensing question go? We've added, since I've been here, we've added an awful lot of licenses, we've broken down licenses, we've separated licenses. I just wonder, how far does it go?
Well, Mr. Jennifer Major, Senator Halford, the license goes as far as legislators and society wants to restrict someone from what things used to happen in the past without any license. For instance, I was surprised to find out what a drug is. A drug is nothing more than something that is prescribed, even though you and I and your family may have been using it for years, as spinach or whatever. So in your health foods today, and certain vitamins and nutritions, it used to be that the old people knew what to get and what to use when their kids were sick. Nowadays, you go to the doctor and get a prescription for the same thing, and it could be a leaf or grass or whatever that's been grinded up, or vitamins.
Any other questions? Thank you,
Senator. I appreciate you overhearing on this.
We have with us Jennifer Sprickler from the Department of Commerce and Economic Development.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jennifer Strickler, and I'm the Management Analyst for the Division of Occupational Licensing, Department of Commerce and Economic Development. I'll make this real short. We oppose this legislation, number one, based on the administration's policy in opposing all new boards and commissions. Secondly, because we do not see it being economically feasible to establish a board or a licensing function for currently three practitioners in the state.
Well, this bill, as I understand it, would not create a board until there are eight practitioners and a year from then has elapsed. That may never happen. Does that not represent some effort to accommodate to the principles of the administration?
Well, Mr. Chairman, we have information that although there's three practitioners, there may be some chiropractors currently out there in the field who would qualify for licensure also under this bill.
Dual licensure.
Yes.
Do you have any position as to the health implications, either of the bill as drafted or the amendments proposed?
Mr. Chairman, we do have some problems with the bill as written.
Okay.
And I can go through those briefly.
Yes,
if you'd like to. First of all, on the top of page 3, where it says get a naturopath, we need to complete 1 year internship as supervised by another naturopath. We feel that since someone has completed the school, we don't feel it's the state's responsibility to demand that someone go through an internship.
So that gives the existing practitioner a kind of captive market for cheap assistance. It used to be the law in New Jersey that if you wanted to become a lawyer, you had to do an internship of 6 months in the office of a Jersey lawyer before you take the bar exam. The result of that was Jersey lawyers can get a lot of low-priced
Second of all is towards the bottom of page 3 under temporary permit. We have some problems with the third line from the bottom, number 2, where it says that a person can obtain a temporary permit if the person practices under the supervision of a naturopath with a license or with a temporary permit. And we don't see where the protection is to the public if you have a practitioner who's obtaining a temporary permit to be practicing under someone else who also obtained a temporary permit.
Chairman, is that customary in other areas? A good example is law. In other words, can a attorney do the same thing with a temporary type permit? As far as somebody coming in from another state, can they practice law under a temporary permit?
Not unless they're with certain agencies.
You're sent in the wrong place.
Okay, but is this the only one who's going to be asked to do this? You know,
no, Mr. Chairman. There are other healthcare professions that we license that do offer temporary permits. However, those require that if any supervision is given, that the person practices only under a licensee, not under someone who is also holding a temporary permit.
Oh. In other words, you could get it is confusing. The department may issue a temporary permit if the person qualifies for a license under 110.1-5, which requires a degree, graduation, with the clinical experience indicated, successful completion of an examination, absence of a license from another state that is suspended or revoked, and citizenship or permanent residence. Those situations would allow a temporary permit. And as the line 28, you could work as an intern with the person under the temporary permit. Run all the way around the bar and it's very clear. Any other provisions that
Mr. Chairman, that's all of our concerns.
Other questions? If not, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Excuse me, Senator Page, I asked
you have some kind of a form in occupational licensing that we could just make up licenses for every category that needed licenses without having to order?
Yes, we do, sir.
Dr. Pettyjohn, are you able to hear us in Anchorage?
Yes, I am.
Right. If you'd like to begin your testimony, we'll take you now.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to testify. In history, I am a lifelong resident in Alaska. I was born here in Anchorage, and upon graduating from high school, decided to go into naturopathy, and was able to obtaining student loans, not only for my undergraduate work, but also student loans through the state of Alaska to finance my major Catholic education. After graduating, I practiced a year in Oregon because of those experiences before coming back home, and I've been practicing here in Alaska now for 5 years as a major path. Last December, the Division of Occupational Licensing issued me a cease and desist order saying that I was practicing medicine without a license because I was diagnosing and treating the sick. Clearly, my profession training me how to diagnose and treat the sick through natural means, and I had the Attorney General's opinion under the Hazard Administration that said that major officer was an unlicensed activity, but with the new administration, they have reversed that and decided that without a licensing procedure, separate from medicine, the naturopathy is the practice of medicine as defined it. For your information, medicine is defined as anyone who opens up an office to treat the sick for pay, diagnoses or treats the sick, or prescribes anything to treat the sick, is practicing medicine. As you can see, that's a very broad definition that would incorporate every conceivable portion of health care, unless major patients get a licensing procedure. Then we have to fight this out of court as a major path. I feel that I have a constitutional right to practice my profession. The state has the right to regulate it, but not prohibit it unless it is dangerous to the public. And that's another reason why I feel licensing laws is important, because it does protect the public from those who may not be properly qualified to train. You may know also that I am licensed in Oregon to practice there. And we are licensed in Oregon as naturopathic physicians. And besides the bill as it is written now, the committee substitute, we are in favor of the amendments that we feel is necessary for this committee to adopt in order for the naturopath to be properly represented so that we can practice our training.
Well, look, excuse me, Doctor, just let me ask you this question. These amendments about using X-rays, radiation, drugs, were those amendments presented to the House of Representatives, or were just what origin are they?
First of all, this is the committee substitute that you have here. The original bill that passed the Health Committee didn't need an amendment because it was originally in the bill. Representative Marlowe Fritz is a medical doctor. Got support for this committee substitute, and that's the bill that got passed. What we're trying to do is make sure that the bill more closely represents the profession of naturopathy and not what medical doctors think naturopathy should be. The amendments that we're asking for is what we're licensed to do in other states. And what we're trained to do in other states and what we've been tested and examined to do in other states. And we don't feel necessarily that the state should just arbitrarily pass out half of the things that we're trying to do. Now, it's very hard to be a primary care practitioner if we can't order an X-ray to find out if the sprained ankle is broken enough. It's impractical to do natural childbirth and to have a small laceration associated with childbirth, and perhaps this taking care of in the home, and then for the care of one seizure, one stitch, have to turn and support the mother to a hospital for one
Thank you.
Services, because they're more of a physician's group than a private insurance company.
insurance companies, it depends on where they write their policies. But if it says a licensed, if they're a licensed physician, then naturopaths are covered in Oregon, and I assume that they would be covered in Alaska as well. But right now, while we're unlicensed, there's a lot of my patients that come to me that have full coverage, but they can't use it because they prefer my services. But I think that they morally have the right to have that insurance covered because I am in licensed in another state. I think I have the credentials to be licensed in this state if we get a licensing procedure. And so it would be an advantage to the public, yes. But it would not necessarily mandate that every insurance company would have to cover naturopaths. A private insurance company still has the right to write their policy in the way that they desire.
Thank you very much, Doctor. I thought maybe perhaps that might give us some idea or indication of whether or not how insurance companies thought about a particular type of profession.
It depends on whether we're licensed or not. If we feel that we're licensed, then we're out of the realm of a grandmother down the street, you see. And they feel that this person is qualified to diagnose and treat the sick, and that they're just not covering from some grandmother, you see. They don't want to be taken advantage of. So if the state feels that we're qualified to practice, then they feel that that they can cover us as far as insurance goes.
Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Senator Fisher. Question: I have two questions, really. One is, can your profession now diagnose a cancer growth, whether it's malignant or benign, without any kind of surgery?
No, you cannot for sure diagnose cancer without a biopsy. It can be very suggestive on X-ray, but an absolute diagnosis of cancer has to be through a biopsy.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was just thinking, if you can't, I was wondering how you would diagnose that particular kind of case. But I guess my basic or bottom line question is, if it comes down to whether this bill, I'm talking about the committee substitute, passes or none, what is your position on that? Over.
The position on the diagnosis?
No, the position. That was an irrelevant question to what I'm asking now. I was just curious.
Okay, my position is then if this bill does not pass, then the naturopaths in this state, which I'm probably the most principal party because I'm directly involved in this case, then we will be going to court fighting the Division of Occupational Licensing for the constitutional right to practice our profession, saying that we have the right to practice under regulation, but we don't have the right to be abolished because we don't meet the medical standards of education because we're a separate profession. So we mean we'd be going into court.
Maybe I'm not phrasing my question right. I'm talking about the Finance Committee substitute without any future amendments.
Oh, so without any future amendments, I would oppose the passage of this bill.
Okay, thank you.
Look, your testimony is that unless we adopt the amendments offered from Anchorage by counsel, Mr. Middleton, you would prefer that we don't act on the House passed bill. Is that right?
That is correct. We feel that first of all, it would be the Department of Commerce that would have the right to regulate naturopaths, and without spelling out exactly the scope of practice in a complete form, we feel that this would be unreasonably unfair to naturopaths and would severely be able to restrict our practice and our competency, and that there is no reason that the state should restrict us in such ways. Especially when we've had the training that we've had. On one hand, it says we can use all systems of diagnosis that we've been trained. We've been trained in X-ray diagnosis, and on the other hand, it says we can't use X-ray. We just can't accept a bill. We'd rather have this bill not pass and start all over again next year.
Thank you, Dr. Pettyjohn. Scott Jameson? I push this button right here. My name is Scott Jameson. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine practicing here in Juneau. And I want to speak in favor of the licensing of naturopathic doctors. and also the amendments which Dr. Pettijohn has submitted. I don't have a whole lot of extra information to add to what Dr. Pettijohn has already said. I'll be more than glad to answer questions. There are a few points that I do want to make on my own, individually. Regarding the First Amendment, the amendment number one, I feel that I am a physician in every sense of the word, and I would like to be called that. And I would like it to not be a law that I cannot call myself a naturopathic physician. In terms of amendment number two, the scope of practice, including the repair and care of superficial lesions, this has always been a part of naturopathic training and naturopathic practice and tradition, and I see this as being a limitation on our practice if we're not allowed to do this. In terms of amendment number three, deleting x-ray for diagnosis from the section of things a naturopath cannot do, we are trained in x-ray diagnosis. And in my practice, I would not be doing, I would probably not be taking an x-ray myself. If I were to do this, I would be hiring a state-licensed x-ray technician. We just want to ensure that we are not refused this diagnostic modality for the benefit of our patients, for being able to diagnose, use all the tools that are available.
Where did you get your education?
Okay, my education? I'm a graduate of the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon. And do you want me to just give you a rundown?
What training in the use of x-rays was provided?
Okay. We were given, approximately 150 hours of instruction in the use and the reading of x-rays, plus our clinical experience using x-ray equipment under the guidance of licensed x-ray specialists in our teaching clinic. And this was over a 2-year period of time.
How does your field differentiate from homeopathy?
Okay. Naturopathy as opposed to homeopathy? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay. Homeopathy is a system of treatment which naturopaths are trained in. As a naturopath, we are trained in a number of different therapeutic modalities, including nutrition, botanical medicine, which is sometimes called herbology, homeopathy, Chinese medicine, which does include acupuncture, and musculoskeletal work, a combination of musculoskeletal work, including massage and some related body work treatment modalities. And do you want me to elaborate further on homeopathy? Okay. Homeopathy is a system of medicine based on the law of similars. Okay, the principle that any substance that can create certain symptoms in a healthy person in large doses can stimulate the person's body to cure itself of those symptoms when given in very minute doses. It is, I can add more. Basically, the system of homeopathy works on body's homeostasis and the phenomenon of dose tolerance, which we're familiar with from conventional pharmacology.
Are there other questions?
I have one. On page 4, line 26, when you refer to radium, are you talking about radiation as a treatment?
Okay, line 24, or line 26?
26.
26.
It says therapy, that's why I read it.
Right. As far as I understand, that is radium therapy. Now, this is... I don't know how much actual radium therapy is still in use even in the conventional field today, but at one time there was the practice of simply taping a block of radium next to a tumor on the patient and leaving it there for a certain length of time. That is what is known, that is what radium therapy refers to.
Oh, they're talking about the element.
Yeah.
Radium,
yeah.
And not the radiation, as I look at it as kind of an X-ray type, or okay. A bombardment of electrodes.
Okay. There's a difference between radium therapy and X-ray. Okay.
Is radiation, that what you're I guess what I'm looking at is okay. There's oftentimes they use, I don't know what kind of electron beam, but if you have cancer, for example.
Oh, okay. You're talking about radiation therapy.
Right.
And wanting me to distinguish that between radium therapy, from radium. I think, from my understanding, they're essentially one and the same in terms of what's actually happening to the patient.
Okay, I guess my concern is I always thought that even an MD could not perform radiation therapy. They need a radiologist, which is an ingredient step above. And
okay,
if you're want to attempt the same thing.
Okay, I think the problem is that this is under the section of the things that a naturopath may not do. I think you simply misread the thing. See, section B, line 22B, a naturopath may not perform surgery, prescribe controlled substances, use X-ray equipment, radium. Do you see that?
Okay, I guess what I'm saying, though, is you want to be able to use X-ray equipment, and I'm asking, do you want to reinsert that particular portion which would allow? The original bill, I assume, had that in. Maybe it did not.
Okay. Okay. So, your question, I think I've misunderstood.
I guess I'm asking you if you agree that that's something should not appear in a bill for your profession.
The whole line 3, or just the use of X-ray equipment?
No, the use of X-ray equipment, I'm not that concerned about,
okay.
Because that's used by chiropractors and other professionals also.
Okay.
But I'm really concerned that you don't want, or at least I would not want to see the use of radiation for treatment therapy part of your profession.
We're not trained in it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. It's but you do understand that section that you're talking about is the things that it says a naturopath may not do, and it's listed under that section. So it's saying we may not use radium therapy.
No. Excuse me. This section says that you may not use your X-ray equipment or radiation or irradiation for diagnosis or therapy. And by eliminating the word diagnosis,
I see what you're saying. I understand what you're saying now. Yeah,
still
I would
be able to do that for therapy.
I wouldn't want to use radium for anything.
And as I understand Senator Fisher's question, he's saying that even certain MDs would not attempt to use radiation for therapy.
Right.
Because there's a specialty.
No. We're not asking for anything that. However the wording is, we're not asking for it. I think that Dr. Pettijohn has something to say.
This is Dr. Pettijohn here. I think I can help clear that up. Yeah, Chairman?
Yes.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Speak.
Go on.
Yes, okay. What we're asking, and on line 26, page 4, is just for the diagnosis to be omitted, because it says in line 22 that naturopath may not. Then on line 26, we want it to be read this way. A naturopath may not use x-ray equipment for x-ray equipment, radium, or irradiation
for
therapy. But we want the diagnosis to be deleted so that we would be able to continue to use x-ray for diagnosis under line 15. Same page. Line 15 says, use systems of diagnosis for which a naturopath has been trained. And that, in one of those systems, is x-ray diagnosis. So all we're asking as amendment on line 26 is for the omission of diagnosis. And that's only the only reason we want to use x-ray, for diagnosis only.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions? Thank you very much for being here. Are there other persons who wish to be heard testify? Anyone else who wants to speak to this board? If not, we'll close the hearing. At this point, Senator Moss and I are alone in the room with others. No other senators are present. I think, Senator Moss, we will ask the committee to consider the matter again on Wednesday. Without objection, we'll terminate.